Are you ready to get your life back? Then get ready for Burn Bright today with Jennifer Marcinelli on Transformation Talk Radio now. Follow along the show as Jennifer explores a variety of topics and issues, including the energetic causes of burnout, all with a mission of empowering listeners to be true to themselves. As an energy medicine practitioner, speaker, author, and board-certified holistic nurse, Jennifer has discovered new and exciting healing tools and resources and can't wait to share them. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Get ready for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli, now.
Yeah, this is Dr. Patton. I am here with the most amazing Jennifer Marcinelli. And what we're going to be talking about today is right up the old alley about what the heck goes on these holidays. And we're going to turn this around. We're going to go from those holiday blues to the holiday bright. That's what we're doing here today. Jennifer Marcinelli. Let me tell you a little bit about Jennifer. I was thinking about you, Jennifer, here over the weekend. And one of the things that I thought about was, I have watched, and we're going through this as well, I have watched so many people step out into the world in a big way. Complete faith, complete trust, complete confidence, and things change. And they don't always change for all roses and rainbows. They change, but they change even if it's a little down or even if you go through something horrific. They change because we each said yes. And in order for us to fully live in our yes, we had to do something and something big. Today, we're talking about what happens as we are who we are, and we're getting ready for the holidays. Now, it's not just any holidays, and I want you to talk about this. You know, in your work and what you do, you are an expert. You work with organizations all over the world. Mm-hmm. You know, you bring to the table a new way of literally cutting through with the pain and the agony and the doubts and the fears, and you'll talk about that. You're a business owner, you're a speaker, you're an author, you're a certified holistic nurse. But beyond all of that, you are right there like 911 Jennifer, because the people you work with are on the edge.
Yes.
And now going into these holidays, I think we're starting to feel a shift and a change. Before we get to the pressure cooker segment, what are you feeling with the energy? And welcome. What a great show. I can't wait.
So yeah, me too. I'm totally jazzed about this show. I'm already starting to feel the new energy of 2020. And wowza, I love it. I, in the last 48 to 72 hours, have really felt a shift. And wow, does it feel good? So yes, feeling fantastic about coming into this grand stellium, January, 2020, but comes with a little bit of a warning. We're gonna have a little upset in the energy next week. So we're gonna talk a little bit about that. So a couple of things going on. You're right. I am, as we've been talking about for the last year, I was classically trained in Western medicine, and I worked for many years as an ER and a cardiovascular intensive critical care nurse, which probably has a lot to do with why in my energy medicine practice, some of the clientele who find me are actually in crisis. Their energy fields are actually in crisis. And I'm very fortunate to have the tools, skills, and ability and advanced training to help people who are literally on the edge. So you're right. And I have put in a brand new emergency package, especially for over the weekend, over the weekends and holidays, that if anybody out there is actually experiencing a crisis with your energy field and you're really feeling it, get in contact with me, come through the website, get through the 1-800 number, because I'm actually opening up my business hours for remote services on an emergency basis if you feel like you need it. First of all, get your, if you're in that situation and you feel like you're living on the edge right now, some of us are with this new energy, first and foremost, seek medical attention. And after you've been cleared for medical attention, reach out and get on the books. And I'm taking after hours, nights, weekends, and holiday clients if you need. So that package will be coming up on the website, but it's available now. Go through the website, call my 1-800 number, get me if you need me. I'm here. And I've got a team behind me as well, other practitioners, that if we need one or more practitioners, we've got availability. Don't worry about where you live. If you don't live in Houston and you can't see me in person, we can do remote over the phone by video. So glad you brought that up, Dr. Pat, because it's on everybody's mind right now.
Yeah, and what we can see it whether or not you're plugged in to what's going on around the world or whether or not you're plugged into what's going on in your own backyard. You know, the thing that we have is a major transformative energy, and it follows us right through this holiday season. So from your perspective, you know, let's talk about this idea of holiday giving, because that's what we do, right?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not saying we don't receive things, but anybody out there already starting your to-do list for the holiday? Not only just for the holiday coming up, but the holiday beginning and then going right through. Anybody thinking, are there enough hours in the day? Anybody thinking, oh my gosh, is there any way to get out of going over my da-da-da's house?
Yeah.
If that's you, this show's for you today. Look, let's talk about amping things up, right? What's happening with that and what you've learned as this 2019 year is coming, and it might be the year of the breakup for some people, but we're going to talk about a different breakup, a breakup that we must do now.
Yes, absolutely. So as we've been talking about all year long, 2019 has been a year of breaking up with codependency. And we're talking in every type of relationship that we have, not only our intimate partners, spouses, but our family members, coworkers, bosses, and with ourselves. We've been seeing this all year long, and I'm sure everyone out there has experienced a breakup of some type. And the most important breakup that I've had, obviously everybody knows, I've been going through a very, very unexpected, challenging divorce, which is I'm completely transparent about this, still coming to an end, okay? But the biggest breakup I went through this year was with myself. I've had to literally die from the person that I once was and all of the learning that I was taking place with all of my relationships. I have completely changed my relationships with others, and I've completely changed my relationship with myself. I have literally had to die from who I was to rise a phoenix from the ashes into who I am meant to be on my mission to serve others with what I'm doing. And I'm seeing this across the board in my practice. Regardless of how plugged in, if you will, you are or not, we're all seeing this. So don't feel alone. This is supposed to be happening. And now is a time to really pay attention to these, to your relationships, because the number one cause of burnout, guys, is our relationships. Our relationships are off. It is going to get amped up big time. Thanksgiving. We're going to talk about the week of Thanksgiving here in just a moment. We're going to talk about some of the changes in December, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Grand Stellium coming in January. Because if you're right on the edge and you're not sure what to do and you're still trying to make a decision about how to handle these relationships, it is going to come up in your life in a very big way. And your spiritual guides are going to drive you to act. So we can talk a little bit about that. And here's the good news. There are resources to help you move through this transformation. All of us are going through a transformation. And to use a mainstream term, nobody's getting out of this ascension. Okay, we're all in this. So it's coming. It's coming. And some of it's going to hit us next week. So What are your thoughts kind of on that as well?
Yeah, I think what my thoughts are, we've been seeing it. And if we could characterize this, it's that in the vernacular of crust busting, one of the things we used to talk about, I don't know, like in 2003, is we used to talk about when the layers and layers and layers get so heavy, right, that we can't even see our own reflection in the mirror. it's time for a mega crack up, so to speak.
Yes.
I mean, we have to literally pull out the power tools to understand, because the goodness that's coming in 2020, yes. and I say that,
yes,
the goodness is yes. going to be unprecedented.
Yes.
And for a lot of reasons. Some people, my Asian friends tell me that it's because it's the year of the white metal rat. I think I got that right. Or it's, and my astrology friends tell me it's the fact that we just finished this energy of this bigness of shakeups with Jupiter and Sagittarius, yes. now Jupiter and Capricorn. It's the year of money. And I don't mean negative money, because right. we already had that year. This is the year under the umbrella of the sign that will work hard till your fingers are blistered. But unlike other signs where you work hard and get nothing, yes. that is not Capricorn.
Correct.
So in order for you to be successful, Jennifer, you're right on it. We have to have all of our faculties in order. Yes. We have to be mentally sharp, sharper than we've ever been before. And we have to be so tuned in to the intuition and what's being shown to us.
Yes.
So that we will slide and glide into 2020 and beyond. When we come back, I want to talk with you about how seriously important this particular holiday season is, and Thanksgiving in particular. And I got to tell you up front, I don't think, like, if I'm true to my Italian heritage, I don't think we're going to be able to avoid the food fight. Generally speaking, at that table, there's always somebody that doesn't yeah. like the risotto, or somebody that doesn't like the antipasta, or somebody that doesn't like the linguine, or somebody that doesn't like the calamari. There's somebody that doesn't like it, and something gets strung and flung across the room.
Yeah.
But yep. that is literally, in the family I grew up with, that is an act of endearment. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about what Jennifer's talking about, and that is boundaries, 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 no boundaries. Let's yeah. take a short break. We'll be right back.
Being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio, as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I just love what we're talking about. Jennifer Marcinelli, everybody. Burn bright in your relationships. Bust the holiday blues. Jennifer is, of course, the host of the Burn Bright Today Show. But more than that, you know, she is somebody that has committed everything that she does to help people not do what she's done. In other words, in some kind of strange way. She and I both have that in common. And there's a lot you've got going on. So why don't we stop for a moment and just talk about what you've got coming on. Are we allowed to talk about the book?
Oh, yes, we can. The book is out on Amazon, folks. It's up. It's in hard copy and it's on Kindle. It is color illustrated. It's beautiful, and I can't wait to see what you think about it. Get a load of it, check it out, and leave a review one way or another. I really want to hear what resonates with you and what does not resonate with you. And here's a little bit of a spoiler alert, okay? I am completely transparent about my beliefs, where I've been and where I am and where I'm going, with an absolute empowerment message for you to be transparent about yourself and to stand in your truth and love and accept yourself exactly who you are with whatever you've been through, because you are unique. There is no one like you. And now is the time for us to stand in our truth and become empowered and move from the darkness of burning out into the light of burning bright. And my book's gonna help you. It's my personal story. I have client stories in there. And it's a how-to. There are steps you can do at home in the privacy of your own home. So jazzed, and I hope you love it. I wrote it for you. So let me know.
Well, I think the reason that this is so important is today, you know, what you and I are talking about is sort of a sneak peek at what's to come. Yeah. And what I mean by that is that it's a sneak peek at the year and what's possible for people. But in order for us to look at the enormous energy of next year, we should talk about a couple of things. Mm-hmm. And I think one of them that I think you know is right up front is, as we get ready to go for the holiday season, you know, as caregivers, as people that are taking care of even beyond the people that are close to you, there's a boundary that sometimes we set, sometimes we don't. And if we don't do that this go around, we may not have enough juice left to enjoy 2020. What's your take on that?
Yes. Oh, I'm absolutely with you on this, because a part of what I have lived personally, okay, I'll let you, one of the things I have had to unlearn in 2019 moving forward is my relationships were off and I was allowing people close to me to betray me, meaning taking sensitive information and using it, twisting it or manipulating it to serve them in some way. And there are both two sides of the coin to this, okay? But the part I'd like to speak to right now is I was allowing this to happen without holding people accountable, and it kept happening over and over and over again. And I'm just going to be completely transparent. This is in my book, okay? This happens big time over the family holidays. When you get to the story about Christmas Day 1999, it's an eye-opener, okay? But here we are coming into Thanksgiving. Now that I have unlearned an old habit that I know that no longer serves me, when the relationship is off, I am learning to set firm, healthy, loving boundaries and hold that space in a place of love, but not in a place of Mrs. Milquetoast, okay? And if somebody now crosses over that boundary, gets in my space, or starts using sensitive information about me in a way that serves them in some way, now I am able to say, we got to back up just a touch. This is where you end and I begin, and we need a nice little cushion there. Because without that, these holidays, I'm here to just let you know, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving week, if you will. Thanksgiving week, things are going to get heated up. And we can, some of us who've been doing the work can avoid the food fight. And to your point, things are going to get heated up. And if a discordant conversation comes up, expect the other person to fight back. Mars and Uranus are in opposition. 180 degrees, guys, quincunx. This is a powerful energy that affects every human being in the world on the planet in some way, shape, or form, to some degree, depending on where we are in our lives. And when Mars and Uranus are conjunct, or quincunx, they're in opposition, it is like this. So things that have been buried beneath, that Pluto is bringing up, that we must face and clear off and heal, will come up next week for you. So talk about it ahead of time, have your plan, and to your point, you may be throwing linguine. You may not be able to avoid the food fight this year, but know that it's happening for the highest and best good of everyone if you come from that place. And if you come from love, and if you come from a place of healing, it can actually boil it up, get it up to the sun. Sunlight is the best antiseptic. Handle it with love and you can turn it around. I've done it and so can you.
Yeah, I mean, what I love about this is that we can prepare for the best. Yeah. And what that means is, as we prepare for the best, we're always looking at strengthening those parts of ourselves that are right there to help us if we're in situations that require us to be not just love, but love in action. And what love in action is about, just like you talked about, it's not milquetoast.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that kind of thing. You know, it is the thing that has gotten people fired up over the years. Whether it's love of another, love of a job, love of country, love of yourself. It is that kind of thing that calls to the forefront.
Yes.
And you know, it's funny about Mars. Mars for me has always been a really interesting sign in my chart, right? It's been one of these signs that hangs out very close to my moon. And of course, in Capricorn, right? But it's always been one of these signs where, for me, when it's opposite, you know, the planet that most people don't ever want to talk about, the planet where if it starts to show up in your chart in a place, something will happen. Let me give you an example. In 1990-ish, for me, 1991, It was in the house of work and career.
Yeah.
And the opposition that you're referring to did for me what I couldn't do for myself. I couldn't leave that 25-year job. I was too afraid to do it. And because of what we're talking about, these energies, I wasn't going to be allowed to sit there and not live the life that I was meant to live. And so these are the kinds of things I think you're talking about. And when these kind of let's call them upheavals, whatever you want to be, we have to learn some tools. We have to learn how to create the boundaries. We have to learn to say, you know what? Thanks, but no thanks. We have to be able to let some things roll off. Let's talk about what you're doing to help people with the chronic boundary breaking scenario.
Yeah, yeah. chronic boundary breaking, I'm going to be completely honest with you about this. We really, really, really have to address this at this time. I have been through this in 2019, exponentially on steroids, NACWTA charged. And what a chronic boundary breaker is that once you realize what's important to you and how you want to be treated and how you treat others and that you want others to treat you in that way with the same dignity and respect that you offer them, you have to then set boundaries in place and hold the line. And a chronic boundary breaker will find any type of a way to get around that where they do not have to comply by that agreement. Even when you've told them, I am setting new boundaries, this is why it's important to me. I can no longer have anyone in my life that now drains me of energy. I can't. My mission is launching. I have to be here to provide sessions remotely and coaching sessions for my clients. I can't have friends or family or colleagues distracting me and pulling me into emotional power struggles. Those days of my life are over with. What a chronic boundary breaker will do is, even if you set that and you get the, okay, I agree, I understand it, I respect you, or they may not even use those words, they will then find a way. I call it a manipulationship. It's not a relationship, it's a manipulationship, okay? Yeah. They're gonna find some little way to get back in with you in a way that runs their agenda without them having to abide by their higher and better behaviors. And it will show up in some odd way. They will contact you perhaps by social media and start trying to communicate something between you and another family member, or you and a friend, or they will get in on your business model and start trying to overwhelm you with their opinions of what they think you should be doing. And it might look little and it might look big, but chronic boundary breakers will continue to do this over and over and over, regardless of how much you explain it, how much you demonstrate it, and how much you teach it. And I've had that multiple times in 2019, where dear friends of mine had to be removed. They were not dear friends anymore. What one particular individual was doing was what we call smarming, meaning trying to be nice to me or provide something so that he could get in with me in some way. And it took me a while to see it, but I had to stop it. Because it was no longer a comfortable platonic friendship of what it had always been. And this person continued to try to get in under the wolf in sheep's clothing of trying to do nice things, but they were inappropriate to try to get in with me in a way that was not healthy for me or for him. So that's a big one. Or if you've broken up with the person and they won't let you go, we can talk a little bit about that. I'll kick it back to you for a few minutes because I want to get your thoughts on this.
I'll tell you what my thoughts are. I'm getting ready to walk across the room for the next segment and bring out my power tool. that's what I'm talking about. Because when we get into this stage of things, and we'll talk about this when we come back, we're now moving beyond the let me set a healthy boundary. Yes. Now we're moving to, this is a blood-sucking life, taking the last breath I have, taxation on my body, my energy, and my life. Now we have moved into the realm of, we're beyond, you know this, right?
Yes.
We are way beyond codependence now.
Yes.
Now we are on the game plan of, I'm willing to let myself be abused. And when we come back, we need to talk about that because emotional abuse, psychological abuse, mental abuse, you know, those are the things that could happen. And today, what we want to say is you can create the best holiday season of your life with what we're about to share with you when we come back.
Yes.
You can literally do that. The energy, the planets, everything is lined up for this to be the best holiday season you've experienced in a really long time. Yeah. When we come back from break, we're not only going to tell you about that, but we're going to tell you about how not to get zapped, what you can do with not getting zapped. And especially if you're in crowds, you know, if you're out and about and you're with energies, Jennifer's going to share some things, how to take care of this negative energy and make sure every day you're doing a energy vampire detox at the end of the day. And it doesn't have to be painful. Stay tuned, everybody. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Jennifer Marcinelli and me, Dr. Pat.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Right now, ask yourself, how far are you from your dream? Are you closer today than yesterday? Entrepreneur and personal coach Deborah Rothschild brings the wit and wisdom to transform you into a new dynamic you. Tune in to the Deborah Rothschild Show, Developing a Dynamic You. To learn more about Deborah, visit thedeborahshow.com. That's the D-E-B-R-A show.com.
Tune in live every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. You're listening to Burn Bright today. I get to do this fantastic show with the most amazing Jennifer Marcinelli. And, you know, what we're taking on in this show today, for those of you that are thinking about, well, wait a minute, you know, they're talking about the holiday. And, you know, the reason you're saying that is it's like right around the corner and none of us knew it.
I know.
It's like. I didn't even know the date.
I know.
I didn't even know the date. It was like, what? What is the date? Right.
I know.
It's not because I'm not aware. It's because, you know, you and I are like one day, then the next day, and we're looking at things, right? And we're planning things. And, you know, I'm watching this campaign, this Love Notes campaign, and I'm just seeing how everything's accelerating from it because John Legend has become sexiest man of the year. And, you know, I'm looking at time, but time, it's like, I remember, it feels like yesterday you were telling me about the book and now it's here.
It's here.
I mean, it's like here.
It is.
So
it
tell
is.
Everybody when it's actually going to come out. Let's get some information on this.
Yeah.
Tell a little bit about it.
Yeah. So the title is From Burning Out to Burning Bright, Get Your Life Back by Healing Your Thoughts, Memories, and Emotions. It's available now, right this very moment, on Amazon by Kindle and by hard copy. It's fully illustrated. And it, my personal story of burnout, my near health crisis, and near my very big health crisis and near suicide from burnout, and how I was led out of it into this incredible life of burning bright. And it also has client stories, the stories about pets, because if we're burned out, so are our pets, okay?
Yeah, they
and
are.
It gives live action steps that you can do in the privacy of your home, own home, and things you can do privately by yourself at any point in time. And there's also a list of references, not only to my work, but other colleagues that work in this range as well. So I want, it's a soft place for you to land, regardless of your age or your background, your religious upbringing, it doesn't matter. This book is for everyone. And if you're in a deep, a difficult space or time in your life, it's a soft place for you to land where you will be met unconditionally without judgment and provided things that you can do to help yourself and much advanced resources as well. If you need help, the book is going to provide it. So I would love to extend a warm invitation to the first 10, either call into the show right now or email me through my website or call or email me through my website, subject line, I want my free book, right? Because yeah. I would like to send out the first 10 people who contact me. I would like to give you this gift for free. I'd like to send you an autographed copy specifically from me so that you have it.
Well, let's do this. Let me do this so Benny's ready. 1-800-930-2819. And what Benny will do is he'll simply get your email address so that Jennifer can contact you directly and get you a copy of this brand new book. 1-800-930-2819. All you got to do is give Benny your contact information, email, and phone number. And that's the way that Jennifer can get the information and send you your book. Look, this is an energy that's hard to explain for 2020, but I want to ask you, what are some of the things that you've learned to manage your energy? Because the work that you do is you help people that are beyond and beyond low, you know, blue is an understatement for them, right?
Because I've been there.
Yeah. Well, exactly. You and I both. So we know what it is. We don't just talk about this stuff because we like to read a couple of books or a magazine on it, article on it. We know what it's like. But what are some of the things that you've learned that you can share for the holidays for folks?
So I would say the number one thing to be aware of and to act on is that this is taught in nursing theory. So all of my nursing community out there is going to go, oh yeah, of course, obviously. We are energetic, we're made of energy, and we're constantly interacting with all of the energy all around us, especially in crowds. So the holiday season, everyone is bringing their stuff, okay? And when you are at the mall, when you're at the movies, when you are at friends and family for a dinner, when you are at a party, the amount of energy and stuff that we're being exposed to is really amped up. And with the energies that are what going on with the change, there's a lot of happy energy, okay? That's wonderful. But for burnout, we're gonna talk about the negative energy and worse, the negative energy that actually has a consciousness into it. They're called entities. This is important to know about because when we are moving among places, especially if there is smoking, if there is alcohol or there is gambling, things like that, there are unwanted energies out there that thrive on the energy that those behaviors bring. And they're kind of like sunspots. They can get attached to our aura or attached to us, right? So the number one thing you really want to be aware of is keep your energy field clear. Keep your home clear. Clear it out before you have a party, and clear it out again after anyone has been in your home. And it could be the housekeeping staff, it could be an electrician, or it could be a holiday festive party. There doesn't have to be bad behavior. It can just be people's stuff as well. So there are a couple of very, very cheap and easy things you can do to help yourself. One of which is you can burn incense. You can burn sage. White sage, open up the windows and the doors if you possibly can, and burn it as an incense and invite the old thoughts, memories, and emotions to leave the house and clear your space. The other thing you can do is then burn Palo Santo. This is a piece that's already been burned. I'm going to my Potawatomi Indian roots here, okay? So I don't know about you, but my family is Indian. We're Potawatomi and Blackfoot. So there's a lot of this in our back culture. You can burn this and it uplifts the mood and uplifts the energy. After you get everything cleared out, you can then burn incense of sandalwood. And I'm going to show you. This is sandalwood. You can find this almost anywhere. Cheap and easy. It will help protect your space from negative energies from coming in. Cheap and easy, guys. It protects you. It protects your home. It protects your family members. And it protects your pets. Cheap and easy. Easy to do, great place to start. Start now, leading up into the holidays, and anytime after you've had folks clear again. And I wanna hear from you. Tell me about how much it helps, because I wanna hear. People say, oh my gosh, it's dramatic. I wish I had known. Something so easy.
Well, I think this is part of what we're looking for today. We're looking for things that will help people move and move things in a way that gives them relief. And I think this is the thing that we forget about. We forget about in these busy times that we have to take a minute and give ourselves relief. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a friend that it's very interesting, and I'm actually thinking of getting one of these. He has a little oxygen tank. They're very popular in Japan. Yeah. And they're little oxygen things, and they're portable. And he takes throughout the day, every hour, he takes 60 seconds every hour to breathe that oxygen in. Mm. And at first, when he told me about that, I thought, okay, this is just one of my other really strange friends, right? Until I tried it. And I realized, here's what it does. Breathing in that fresh air, and first of all, from an impact on the body, it's just phenomenal, like that level of oxygen, right? But the other thing it does is it literally stops time, right? Because your focus, when you put that little mask on, right, and that focus of consciously taking that air in for 60 seconds, and yet you work with people, I work with people that will not take 60 seconds for themselves.
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
Yeah. So being raised as a nurse, pots and kettles, okay? I had to unlearn this. I was hardwired, trained, and indoctrinated. My mother was a nurse as well. One of my sisters is a nurse. To always be taking care of everyone else. And over time, that then multiplied. And it got to where not only was I taking care of everybody else, but I was taking on their stuff. And this can show up in other ways. Exhaustion, weight gain, unexplained weight gain that does not respond to diet and exercise. Okay. That's a classic sign that you're taking on other people's stuff. And the more that we give away ourselves, it chips away at our energy stores and causes us to burn out. But you're exactly right, because other people's stuff and the things that we're doing is feeding off of our energies in many, many ways, one of which is the oxygen in the air around us. And you're right. Oxygen is very, very life-giving. We must have O2. We must have, 16%, I think it is, of O2 in our... But if we are not deeply breathing, taking the time and space to breathe in the life-giving energies, because what you described is beautiful. because you are doing far more than inhaling oxygen from an oxygen tank, because you mentioned intention. You're taking 60 seconds to yourself, and not only are you breathing in life-giving oxygen, but you're breathing in the life force that comes from the divine, whatever term you know this by. The words don't matter. If it's God, it's Holy Spirit, whatever it is, it's the divine, it's source, it's life-giving energies. You're breathing it in. And an additional step that I use anytime I feel like I'm having a hard time keeping soul down in the body, because when at the time of death, soul separates from the body, that's what death is, right? But when we are pushed to the edge and when we're having a hard time keeping soul in the body, that is a classic sign that we're not breathing in the life-giving energies. So an additional step, I love the intention that you set, but I'm going to go nurse on you for just a little bit. And I'm going to go board certified holistic nurse on you for a little bit, because I am bound to provide spiritual care for anybody who wants it. Okay. But when we take that intention to breathe in oxygen and we add the intention of breathing in the divine, and then we add the intention that we're breathing in, that at the moment of our birth, soul enters the body permanently for its period of time at our first breath. So if anyone is out there feeling like you're living on the edge, and you're feeling like maybe you're experiencing thoughts of suicide, maybe your experience of, I can't go another further, maybe it's not that far, take 60 seconds and do exactly what Dr. Pat just suggested. Breathe in the oxygen, breathe in the life force, and remember to breathe in soul back into your body, all the way down to your feet, and it will help ground. It will help you get through that very difficult time of where your energy field is so frenetic. It is so been violated. Your energy field is so damaged or injured or rough that soul's having a hard time to stay in. Breathing is key. And I am so grateful that you brought up this exercise. It is a life-giving exercise, and it can really help you get through the hardest of times, and then seek help. Seek help immediately if you're experiencing this, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things you mentioned is so important to talk about. I mean, here's what I want to say about everything we've talked about today. When you have my history and your history, yeah, when we do a show like this, what we want to say to you is, if you are really down and down and, yes, down, you've got to call, yes, the 911 helpline hotline. Yes. You've, yes, got to do it. And I know it's the hardest thing to do, but part of the holidays that's really hard for people is loneliness.
Yeah.
And it's in that space where I will tell you that sometimes dialing a phone number has been the best thing to help me, right?
Yes.
And it sounds so silly, but it's not. It's hard to say to somebody, you know, that is in that place, just snap out of it. Just get, yeah, over it. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I heard that term used on the news a couple of weeks ago, and I thought, what do you mean just get over it? What does it mean, get over it?
Yeah.
And then I thought about us. And I think you and I are saying to people, we have a way for you all, if you need to get over it. That's, yeah, the work that Jennifer does.
Yeah.
But it's not quite like that. It's not to necessarily get over it.
Right.
It is to get through it, to come out the, right, other side of it, to understand, right, the experience you've had is magnificent, and so are you.
Yes.
And then, Jennifer, don't, you know, isn't this part of what you do? Don't you work with folks to make sure that the healing process is going on?
Yes. Yes. My work is not a Band-Aid, and my work is not for the faint of heart. It must continue. And some clients come to me for immediate relief, and then that's as far as they can go on their healing journey, and that's fine. But my clients that truly are ready to heal for real, and who are truly ready to move from the darkness of burning out into the light of burning bright, they get that this is, you'll have to adjust your lifestyle. Healing will require you to adjust your lifestyle. It does not have to happen overnight. You don't have to suddenly expect yourself to become somebody that you're not. But over time, after a series of sessions of gemstone and dime energy medicine, gemstone and dime therapy sessions, as well as separate coaching sessions, step by step by step by step, the Burn Bright Way can help you transform your life, because you are the one saving yourself. You are the one doing the work. I'm just a skilled practitioner. My role is to act as a facilitator, to have the utmost skills and abilities to be able to serve you and to help you reconnect with the divine, reconnect with your spiritual guides, get your own truth, and help you heal yourself. Because this is not, there's a popular but inaccurate belief that you can choose happiness. You can choose joy. It is true to an extent, but here's what I mean by that. Energetically speaking, if you are what you just described, Dr. Pat, really down, and this is not just a normal cycle of a little bit of depression that's making you change your life, if you can't pick yourself back up, a decision to choose joy can't get you through it. You need a holistic approach. We are multidimensional beings and we require multidimensional care. If you can't get somebody out of your head, if you can't get them off of your mind, this could be a boss haranguing you. It could be a former mate. It could be a friend or a family member. If you are feeling if your energy field is reacting to a text or an email or a phone call or a thought, or you can't get them off of your mind or out of your space, this is a classic sign of a serious energy anomaly, and there's help. A decision, and counseling is fabulous. Counseling can't fix this, guys. This is an energy problem. And if somebody has encroached upon your space that you can't get out, seek a practitioner that is skilled and adept at dislodging negative energies. You need help. And we're here. There's a community of practitioners skilled at helping you with this, okay? You don't have to do this alone. You're not crazy. It's real, but you need help. And it's here. It's here. Yeah.
And by the way, just as a reminder, Dr. Marumoto proved to all of us the impact of energy, the impact of words, the impact of life, the impact of deeds. You know, the impact of how we go about life, the impact of that. And I'm going to be doing a show, and I'm asking Linda and Jessica to create a panel. And we're going to be doing an entire series, Jennifer, inviting you and some of the other hosts on. And we're going to be doing a series of panels, and we're going to open up Zoom for our listeners to chime in. And the panels are going to be about an aha moment that I had after Jessica posted a picture of me at this event. I mean, I didn't even know she took it. And on it, she just asked the question, what's your why? Mm. What's your why? And that has become, for me, that question is haunting and daunting. And it's made me think about it ever since. And since that time, I've been talking to our hosts and people all over the world. And it's an interesting question to explore, because 2020, as you put it so brilliantly before, is about not pondering on your why anymore, but taking your why and energetically transforming it, as you just described, to your what. And that we cannot do if we're carrying around the energy. So I hope you'll tell people how they can get a hold of you directly, because I don't think that folks really want to stay in the sludge anymore.
Right, right. So first and foremost, please come to my website, Burn Bright Today. Make sure you have all the T's in there. Burn Bright Today. Go to my website. There's a lot of really good, solid information there. And if you need immediate assistance, if you're out there really struggling with this, if the holidays really kick up your stuff, if you're having a hard time energetically meeting your friends, meeting your family, if something's kicked up your stuff and you need assistance, call me. Call my 1-800 number, the complimentary 15-minute conversation. We're going to talk. We're going to find out. I want to hear what's going on and book an emergency session. I am opening up my schedule through the holidays, actually all the way through mid-January, to help people make this transition. The energy of the Grand Stellium is really powerful, folks. And if you're feeling it, number one, give yourself a break. Number two, ask for help.
Thank you for listening to Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be sure to tune in each month for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination. As a board-certified holistic nurse and energy medicine practitioner with years of wisdom and experience, Jennifer has dedicated her life to solving the problem of burnout and helping others to take a stand for their health. Your first step to taking your life back is Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. For more information about Jennifer Marcinelli and her work, including her new upcoming book, visit her website at burnbrighttoday.com.